only one we have, so.
568,000, I think. 545,000, sorry, couldn't see.
Okay, thank you.
Would you mind letting Mr. Hayes look at that?
Keep it, I should have brought it, I didn't know I was going to do that, so.
Jerry McBurtry, you've requested to speak with us.
I thank you for this opportunity to address the board. My name is Jerry McMurtry. I'm a member of the Emerald Point Homeowners Roads and Infrastructure Committee. I'd like to just briefly discuss the performance guarantee that is required to be furnished by any developer in Taney County and is required to be in compliance with Missouri law and Taney County regulations. I'd like to give a bit of my background experience to show that I am qualified to discuss performance guarantees. I'm a licensed civil engineer, and for the past 35 years, I was president of a Missouri construction company that constructed projects throughout Missouri and other states. We built numerous projects in Taney and surrounding counties. Some examples, in Branson, we built the three bridge projects, which cross Rourke Valley and connect Route 76 to Route 248. We built the bridge at Branson Landing. In Hollister, we built the Route 65 interchange, plus two bridges going to the Branson Airport. We built a Taney County bridge across Swan Creek, right here adjacent to Forsyth. I say all this to show I have considerable experience with performance guarantees. My company built hundreds of projects. Every single one of those projects, big or small, required a performance guarantee. What exactly is a performance guarantee? It is a requirement that a developer will make sure that money is available to construct streets and infrastructure if the developer fails for any reason to do so. First of all, the performance guarantee is required by Missouri law, RSMO 64.825. Second, it is required by Taney County regulations, Article 8, Section 6. The performance guarantee is required to be in one of three forms: a performance bond, an irrevocable letter of credit, or a cash bond. The amount of security it is to be cost to build all roads, I say all roads and infrastructure, plus 10%. In the case of Emerald Point, the intent of requiring a performance guarantee from the developer is to ensure completion of roads and infrastructure for the entire development. This is to protect Taney County, plus to protect all property owners that have built homes or purchased lots from the developer. It provides that there will be enough money that if, for any reason again, the developer fails to construct all that is required. Again, that protection is required by Missouri law and Taney County regulations. What is an improper use of a performance guarantee? When it is used to facilitate funding for a developer by accepting a scenario where funding is available to construct a single phase while ignoring uncompleted work in other phases, that is not the intent of a performance guarantee and does not comply with the law. Every incomplete phase of a development must be protected by a performance guarantee until completion of all roads and infrastructure. Could I have my slide up, please?
Yes.
Tonight, this Board of Adjustment may consider whether to require the developer to furnish a performance guarantee and whether that guarantee will apply to all uncompleted phases or only to Phase 12. The performance guarantee, I respectfully request the Board of Adjustment require the developer to furnish a performance guarantee that applies to all uncompleted phases at Emerald Point. If this board decides to accept a performance guarantee that applies only to Phase 12 and ignores the remainder of Emerald Point, then that protection will only apply to 159 lots in Phase 12, and the nearly 1,000 other lot owners and homeowners in Emerald Point will not be protected at all. That would violate the performance guarantee requirements of Taney County Regulation, Article 8, Section 6, and that would violate Missouri law, RSMO 64.825. Again, I respectfully request this Board of Adjustment to require the developer to furnish a performance guarantee that applies to all uncompleted phases at Emerald Point. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike Moss.
Steve's
all right, it's Steve Trout.
Yeah, after me, Steve, sure.
I think I was next in sequence here. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Steve Trout. I'm an Emerald Point resident and a member of the Road and Infrastructure Committee out at Emerald Point. My presentation discusses the scope and the value of the performance bond that the developer owes the county and its relationship to the stop work order. As just explained by Mr. McMurtry, it's important to state that the developer already stands in violation of county and Missouri law. The stop work order represents the county's first step in enforcing its notice of violation to the developer prior to full prosecution. Lifting the stop work order without posting of a fully acceptable performance bond, as described by the stop work order, undermines the county's ability to require the developer to meet his legal obligations. I hope my presentation clarifies that completion of Phase 12 road and infrastructure only does not satisfy the violation of law that the developer has committed, and that the residents of Emerald Point are depending upon this board to uphold that law. Can I have my first slide, please? To discuss the scope of the security required of the developer, I go back to the original performance guarantee, and it's already been described previously, but it was signed in 1994, and the important thing here is to understand that from the very beginning, the performance guarantee did encompass all phases of the subdivision. So the original intent has not changed. And as we look at the county correspondence and review it between the county and the developer, I want to point out the highlighted portions here that in each of these correspondences, it states specifically that the security, in this case, in a letter May 4th, says that the security that will be established requires detailed plans and drawings, which I hear have not been submitted. And it encompasses the portions of the development in which the infrastructure has yet to be constructed. So that's the first letter. Could we go to the next slide, please? Notice of violation in August of last year. We see also that the appropriate security requires the remaining infrastructure improvements and utilities yet to be completed with entire subdivision. No reference to Phase 12 only. The stop work order in September says that it stops all ongoing road construction activities within the subdivision. Again, not specifically Phase 12. So to summarize scope, it's clear that the law and the county, with its stop work order, are consistent in requiring the developer to post a security that encompasses all the remaining work within the development. Now, can I have the next slide? Talking about the value of that performance security, Andy Hayes, the County Road and Bridge Administrator, last summer did come out, and he drove all the roads in our subdivision. And he provided an estimate for the road completion only, not including Phase 12 and other infrastructure work. That estimate was provided in a formal meeting with the developer, and you can see that the county staff here was well represented in each of the different infrastructure and road areas necessary to answer any questions that the developer might have. At that time, the estimate provided by Mr. Hayes was $1.6 million approximately, and that did not include costs for unfinished portions. What it did include was the roads not including Phase 12 and one sewer lift station, the estimate which was provided by the developer. What we know was not included in there were the unfinished portions of Emerald Cove and Treasure Key Drive, and other infrastructure costs, which Mr. Hayes could not estimate at the time, and Phase 12 road and infrastructure costs. So I think it's clear to say that the value that is owed by the developer to the county, properly by law and consistently by the interactions with the county, must encompass all the unfinished portions of the development. Because right now there are multiple portions within this development that are incomplete, and we're talking about several hundred more, I would say, you know, close to 1,000 owners who cannot build on their lots and haven't been able to build for about 10 years, and they've been paying taxes to the county. So anyway, now we think that the developer, in coordination with the county, needs to submit those construction plans, you know, identify all the remaining costs, and that should be the value of the performance bond that they post, not just Phase 12. So in summary, if you'd give me my last slide. We know that the Missouri and Taney County law require that the security encompass all the remaining road and infrastructure improvements. We think that the county's current stop work order is consistent with Missouri law, And we want the value of that security to include but not be limited to phase 12. We think that any form of security which does less than this fails to meet the law. And so we're respectfully requesting that the board tonight uphold the current county stop work order and therefore require that the developer deliver a performance guarantee of sufficient value to ensure that the remaining road and infrastructure work within the entire subdivision is completed. And that road and infrastructure work should be in compliance with Taney County standards also. I didn't hear that the work that has been even quantified here for phase 12 by the developer meets those Taney County standards or Missouri standards. And finally, we'd ask that the Taney County move forward after their decision tonight and enforce the law so that this grievous condition doesn't continue like it has for the past 10 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike Moss.
Good evening. My name is Mike Moss, and I've been an Emerald Point resident for approximately 16 years. I'd like to speak to you today concerning the road standard for Emerald Point and specifically Phase 12. I plan to describe to you the current status of the roads and use pictures that you have in your possession to support my concerns. But before I begin this, I'd like to reiterate important facts entered into the public record from the board's previous hearing that I believe are crucial in the board's decision this evening. In testimony at the request of the board chairman during the January 18, 2017 meeting, the county attorney, Mr. Cotty, confirmed that the developer's contention that the private roads in Emerald Point exempted them from county regulations was incorrect. Mr. Cotty stated that the county standard road should be enforced in this manner. In testimony from the county administrator on January 18, 2017, the county legal department indicated that the road infrastructure currently being constructed shall be constructed in compliance with the current road standards. The legal department has further indicated that the approval of the Division 3 permit 2008 to 2009 by the Planning Commission and the filing of the final plat from the Recorder of Deed office does not absolve the developer from constructing the roadways in compliance with the current Taney County road standards. Simply put, the roadways within Phase 12 of Emerald Point subdivision are currently being constructed. Therefore, they should be built according to county regulations. I'd like to direct your attention to the following pictures. I have shown all these to Randy Hayes, Taney County Road Administration, for his professional input. Randy has also personally visited these sites in a prior visit. Picture one, picture two, and picture three. Randy's comments on these three pictures were the asphalt failure was due to the lack of proper base. Taney County regulations call for a 5-inch compacted base rock foundation for hot mix asphalt roads. It is apparent there is no compacted base rock foundation on the existing roads in Phase 12. Picture 4 simply shows the steepness of the roads within Phase 12. Randy Hayes' previous analysis showed the grade at 36 degrees, more than twice the approved standard in Taney County. In addition to that, Randy Hayes has been able to give a bid on the completion of these roads because of the steepness. Simply put, he can't give a bid on it. He can't build them because they would be unsafe. They'd be unsafe. In fact, today he told me, he goes, if they were built according to the current layout, it would be a nightmare for years to come. Picture 6 and 7. Randy Hayes, we talked about this. He said the workmanship is so poor, it will be required to completely remove and replace these, especially the curbs. Curbs, much like the roads, must be constructed on a compacted base of 4 inches. It's pretty apparent that these were simply poured over the existing clay and rock.
At the request of Scott Sterrett, I drove over to Acacia Lent Club, a area that Taney County